Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we begin the podcast with reaction to the Champions League matches where Pep Guardiola's Man City beat Club Brugge or Brugge and Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool beat Atletico Madrid at Anfield. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
Atletico, third in the group. Liverpool, home and host. They have not just qualified tonight, they have won the group. They've beaten Atletico Madrid by 2-0.
It was a good performance. It's an incredible group stage so far. I wouldn't have expected that, obviously, when I saw the draw. Nobody would have expected that. Doing that is pretty special. For tonight, job done. But we all know there are two games to go and we will try everything to win them as well. That's how it is.
Liverpool, the best in the business right now at doing what they do. They blow teams out of the water and they did it again tonight. Atleti couldn't live with them. The energy, the movement, the crowd, everything, they just picked up Atleti and just booted them out the ground.
Well, Luis Suarez thought he'd scored and it's been disallowed for an offside like the Diogo Jota goal earlier in the half.
Liverpool fans booing Suarez. I couldn't work it out. I want them to explain to me why. What's the story? Okay, I know he plays for Atleti.
Boo! Boo!
Booing Suarez? Mm. I mean, come on. Where's this going? What, I thought it was disgraceful, personally.
Okay, Liverpool fans, why are you booing Suarez? You've been at the game tonight and you were booing Suarez. Why?
He's been one of the best strikers that we've had at the club. And for me, I don't get the booing of him. Yeah, he left. It was a bit... It wasn't great the way he left, but Barcelona come knocking. You're going to go, aren't you?
Alex, wait there, because I want to speak to Steve, and he disagrees with you. He's a Liverpool fan as well. Steve, good evening.
You know what we're like? You know, we show a lot of love to the players, but you'd expect a bit of mutual respect, you know what I mean? When he comes back, he's winding us up after he scored Barcelona, and then he's rolling around trying to get people booked or sent off. You know, you don't do that to a team that loved you, do you?
Alex?
That's the kind of guy he is, and you've just got to... Yeah, it's not great when he comes back and does it, but I just wouldn't boo him personally, and I clapped him when he went off the pitch.
A confident and dominant performance from Manchester City. They now have 9 points in this group. Looks like they're going to go through to the knockout stages. This game's finished. Manchester City 4, Club Brugge 1.
Every game, my focus is always the next one. I never think about the second one. I know for the Sky, the game against United is the most important thing and the big advertising and with my flash interviews. We are going to create a good environment for the game and we are pleased to be there. But before that game, today, you cannot imagine how important it was. And that's why... We prepared as best as possible to win it. We have done two fantastic games. And now, of course, we're going to start to think about United.
What I wanted to watch tonight was the performances of Jack Grealish. He was okay, but it seems to be a very okay start for him at the minute. He paid £100 million. Hasn't really set the world alight, has he?
No.
I look at Raheem Sterling, who comes on. And when he come on, the game completely changed. They had some energy about them. They had a bit of bite, a bit of an edge, and they moved the ball a bit quicker, you know? And I look at it and I just think, is Raheem Sterling getting treated a little bit unfairly?
Dean Smith was getting the best out of Jack Grealish. Pep Guardiola isn't. Why, if that's the player you want, why have you bought a player you don't need or you can't, you're not prepared to use?
Jason, exactly the same way
as you saw him last year in a Villa shirt or the year before that.
Jason, why? Pep Guardiola plays a totally different style of play to what Aston Villa and Dean Smith do. Like I said, it's pass. I mean, tonight he was running down that left side and he just couldn't
why
get past
Why are you paying £100 million for a player that is pass, yet his game is run.
I don't know, Jason, ask Pep Guardiola that, not me. I'm only a City fan. You know, I'm not Manchester City's manager. I can't answer that question, unfortunately.
On now to Manchester United, former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor has been speaking about their defensive woes with Harry Maguire in the limelight. But this is the treble-winning assistant manager, Steve McClaren, who claims that some of Ollie's recent changes may help them beat City, or I do hope so, in the derby on Saturday.
Man United and Ollie seems to have a kind of a hoodoo of Man City at the present moment. He knows how to beat them. And I think he knows. He's changed his system. He's gone to three at the back. It's made a big difference. Varane's got to be fit because he makes a big difference, as well as Ronaldo. Them two signings have been key to it. He's put Cavani up front with Ronaldo. I expect him to do that. And I think that's a system that can beat Man City. It's about results, and he needs a result against Man City, I think.
Zapata in behind, down the left channel again. He's in behind Harry Maguire, and he's touching beyond David De Gea.
If I'm Ronaldo, I'm in the change room saying, like, any chance, Harry?
Yes.
Any chance, lads, of a clean sheet? Any danger?
Yeah.
Because sometimes can't just go one-on-one with your striker and just stop them scoring. The defending, honestly, they look like conceding every time they play, don't they? And if there was better finishing yesterday, Atalanta could have scored 4-5. Even Harry Maguire now, he's been in bad form, but I'd still put him as England's best centre-half. I mean, who's going to take his place? It's a shame with Maguire, though, because he looks like a good lad, doesn't he, Maguire?
Yeah.
Looks like an honest lad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Done well in the Euros.
Yeah.
Tries his hardest, doesn't he? But sometimes, like, when you know that a defender's struggling, Ali, you're going to target him. Now, if I'm a team playing against Manchester United, I'm targeting that side.
Don't forget, of course, the Manc Derby is live and exclusive on TalkSport this Saturday lunchtime on game day. Antonio Conte has been speaking to Spurs TV following his appointment as manager at the club. He had been approached about the role in the summer and explained why the time wasn't right to take the job back then. Cha-ching!
Honestly, there was a call from Tottenham this summer, but I was very clear with Tottenham because I have just finished with Inter, Inter Milan, two seasons, two important seasons, two very tough seasons, and honestly, it wasn't the right time to start a game, another experience. I prefer to wait. I prefer to enjoy the time with my family, and also because I think emotionally was still under the last experience with Inter.
Staying on Spurs, and the club captain Hugo Lloris spoke to the media after the appointment of Conte. He discussed the feeling at the club now and whether the squad is nearer its aim to challenge for trophies, which of course it isn't.
I would say that we probably accelerate the process. And then it's the club decision, you know, we are just players. But obviously, Tottenham with Antonio Conte, there will be even more expectation. But again, doesn't matter what people say outside. The most important is what's going on inside the changing room, inside the building. We have to work together as a unit and make ourselves ready for all competition. There is ambition in the club. We want also to respond to the expectation of our fans. You know, that's something important. And then football is about winning. The best feeling is when you win.
Now, Villarreal boss Unai Emery has turned down Newcastle's offer to become their new manager. Simon Mony Jordan and former Man City winger Trevor Sinclair discussed the rejection and why the new owners sacked Steve Bruce without a replacement lined up. How dare they?
Unai Emery is opting to stay at Villarreal. He held talks with the board after last night's Champions League win, and he has decided, we're being told, to reject Newcastle's advances.
Why would you get rid of Steve Bruce? And listen, I know the fans are going to pile on me for this.
That'll go down well.
If you've not got somebody lined up. Now, with the piracy rule which got dropped in the kingdom, and that seemed to happen overnight, I think it's caught the board out by surprise, and they've not got their ducks in a row. Still, they listen to the fans, they listen to the media, they got rid of Steve Bruce, but Graham Jones has gone in there. He can't reinvent the wheel.
Everything doesn't have to be played out in front of the camera. If you're going to brief the media and you're going to run around shining a spotlight on you, you better deliver. There's a difference between how a football club runs in reality and how you think it runs as a PR person.
Right.
And whatever you think about Daniel Levy and whatever you think, don't think about Daniel Levy, the football operation that Tottenham had was able, financially and economically and logistically and structurally, to be able to convince Antonio Conte to come and work for them. They can't get Unai Emery, whose stock is replenished but still diminished in this country, to come and take on a project, and they're running around briefing the media and making themselves look like a laughing stock.
And also, we're being told, not convinced of the direction the club want to go in, the fact that he and Eddie Howe, the former Bournemouth manager, were down to a shortlist of two to replace Steve Bruce.
He's had that success rate going from League One with Bournemouth to the Premier League. He sustained that Premier League status for a number of years. The size of the stadium, there's lots of other things that go against Bournemouth, but
yeah,
I think everyone looks at that and says he did a really good job at Bournemouth. He's enthusiastic, he's young enough. I think players will respond to him. The only question mark would be, is he big enough to recruit big players to Newcastle, which is what they want.
Now, Azeem Rafiq will give evidence in person to MPs into a report about allegations of racism he made against Yorkshire County Cricket Club. Julian Knight MP, who called the meeting, was strong in his call for action.
I think anyone who's used the P word towards Mr. Rafiq should lose their job. Very simply, it would happen in my office. It'd probably happen in your office as well, I imagine, Jim. Anyone you heard using that P word to another individual, frankly, their feet shouldn't touch the floor. But then more than that, I think that anyone who has excused it or has covered up what has actually gone on should stand out. So we would like to know exactly who those individuals are. We have a good idea, but we need to know who they are so that they can be put into the public domain. But also, Jim, the great thing is we have a thing called parliamentary privilege, which basically means you can't be sued in Parliament for what you say. So Mr. Rafiq will be able to tell us fully, without any worries about interpreting tribunals or anything like that, he'll be able to put in the public domain exactly what happened to him. And I think that would be deeply shocking to people.
England rugby head coach Edwin Jones has been speaking to TalkSport's Andrew McKenna ahead of their match against Tonga on Saturday, live and only on TalkSport 2. Eddie defended his coaching style after recent criticism from some pundits. Not me, I hasten to add.
Well, I think everyone's entitled to their opinion and they can express it. I was interested in the article that there was no people named in the article. So I'm happy for people to make comments on my coaching. But if you want to make comments on my coaching, have the courage to name yourself. Sometimes people say good things about you. Some people say bad things about you. You know, you just get on with it, mate. We're never as good as they say you are, and we're never as bad as we say they are.
I mean, you don't ever seem to struggle to fill vacancies. So if working with you was that bad, you would maybe have a few more gaps in your coaching staff throughout your career. And it's a career that's lasted a good many years.
As I said, mate, you know, anyone could write an article about anyone and write anything. And if you don't have any proof for it, then you've got to struggle to give credence to that article. Look, I don't get too worried about it one way or the other, mate. Yeah, you know, I am who I am. I've made mistakes. Of course, we've all made mistakes. But I think that I'm reasonable most of the time. And I think maybe that article was a little bit off beam for some reason.
Back now to, oh, I used to own Crystal Palace, owner Simon Jordan, defending Atletico manager Diego Simeone, refusing to shake hands with opposition managers after games.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. Because why would you if you don't want to? I think it's an element of respect between managers. If you don't respect, first of all, Klopp has had his say about the style of play, so I'm not entirely sure why there should be a God-given right for Simeone to have to shake his hand. And the spirit of football is about, I mean, I can only relate it to myself. I had no interest in wanting to shake the hands of the other directors of football clubs when I went into their boardroom, or not going to their boardroom. I wanted to go in there, beat them up, drink their cheap wine and get 3 points and leave.
No, you don't. I know you. That's nonsense.
I promise you.
Do you regret that now then?
No, not at all.
If that is true.
Well, in my world, it might have been more facilitatory to have been a little bit more accommodating, but my sentiment was, we're in a battle. I'm not interested in shaking your hands. I'm interested in beating your team. I make Simeone right to some extent, because unless you've got a relationship with this person, there's no real need for you to shake their hand, besides offering an element of how sport is held together by camaraderie and respect for one another. Well, that's a load of old BS, because it isn't held together by that. It's held together by self-interest and vested interest and individual gain. And every now and again, you get people that can see past that and bring
together a team. So why did you join the boardroom then?
I didn't. The only boardroom I can actually say I went into regularly was Norwich's, because I like Delia's pork pies.
And we finish with a caller on Drive discussing an altercation with a badger. Yeah, as you do. That did happen. I remember it well.
You ever been attacked by an animal?
By a badger.
By a badger?
Yeah, where I live, I'm from Cornwall, and walking home from a night out with the lads, and we've gone down a country lane, which is about a mile to get into the village I live in, and a badger just come out of the road and started chasing after me and my mate as he was running down the hill. Luckily, he didn't get nowhere near us, but he was in about, I don't know, 5 yards at one point. But when you're half drunk, it's quite scary, because they're quite vicious, aren't they?
Did you see it, or did one of your mates just shout, quick, there's a badger chasing us?
No, I haven't seen it. Honestly,
you did see it.
Yeah, I've seen
that's
it.
Amazing.
I looked down, I'm like, oh my god! I live in a rural part of Cornwall, so you know, used to it sort of thing. Really, not badgers, obviously. But...
that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to press the subscribe button. I'm back on Drive Time at 4 p.m. today, alongside Darren Bent, and Jack Wilshere as well is in the house. A reminder, we've got more live football coming your way tonight. Bromby take on Rangers. That one's in the Europa League. It's live on TalkSport 2 from 5:45. And then Celtic are in action, also in the Europa League on TalkSport 2, against Fenerbahce. They're in action, so make sure you join them from 8 p.m. on TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.